It's time for the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Ohio Family Realty. Every week, WEL's Tim Alcorn and the Chronicle-Telegram's Sean Bennett talk wrestling. It's brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agents. Ohio Family Realty, their number one goal is to put your family first. Eric Burnett Trained Wrestling, providing elite training for the elite-minded athlete. And by Smitty's, on East Bridge Street across from the Illyria Post Office. We'll recap the high school wrestling coming up on WEOL.
Good Thursday evening, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of the Cobos Insurance Center Weekly Wrestling Recap. It's presented by Ohio Family Realty. Tim Alcorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram. Each and every Thursday night at this time, we get together to talk high school wrestling here in Lorain County and across Northeast Ohio. This week, not only are we going to chat a little bit about the guys on the mats, we're going to have two coaches join us on our weekly wrestling recap. Sean, great to be with you once again. Hopefully you and yours had a very Merry Christmas.
Yes, it was a good time, and it's fun how every year the holidays kind of move into the different days and kind of mess with the schedule. So I love the fact that they took the recap out of our recap show here. So but it gives us the opportunity, like you said, talk to some multiple coaches about what they're doing. You know, this is kind of the mid season of the regular season, so kind of find out how they're going at this point.
Yeah, you and I were talking before we got rolling here about the fact that not a lot of action on the mats, and when we talk to our two head coaches that are going to join us, Brandon Gilbert from Vermilion, Sean Bristow from Midview, it'll be interesting to hear what their thoughts are as far as keeping these guys sharp when there really wasn't a whole heck of a lot of action out there on the mats for the past week or so.
Right, it's kind of that situation where it's kind of odd for the wrestlers simply because they're so used to competing every weekend during the wrestling season, and they're getting two weekends off in a row. But at the same time, they do this every year. They have these middle between Christmas and between the New Year's. They have these holiday tournaments and events that they do. So it's just kind of fluctuating the way they're used to doing it on weekdays instead of weekend type of things.
Well, we'll see how it does affect the wrestlers. And there is some action on the mats this weekend that we'll talk about. And as we said, got a couple of coaches that are going to join us in our next segment, Brandon Gilbert from Vermilion. And then in our second segment a little bit later on, it'll be Sean Bristow, the head wrestler coach over at Midview, that'll stop by and pay us a visit. So stay with us. Even though there wasn't a lot of results to talk about, we still got plenty of wrestling to chat with you about here on AM 930 WEOL. So stay with us. It's our Cobos Insurance Center Weekly Wrestling Recap. It's brought to you by Ohio Family Realty. Glad to have you with us on this Thursday night as you've dialed in on AM 930 WEOL. Maybe you're listening on the WEOL mobile app, or perhaps you're listening online at WEOL.com. We welcome you back to our weekly wrestling recap brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. Tim Alcorn from AM 930 WEOL, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram. All throughout the wrestling season, Sean Bennett keeps you up to date as far as what is happening out on the mats as far as Lorain County and Northeast Ohio wrestling is concerned. Glad to have you with us on this Thursday night. And again, even though there isn't a lot of wrestling to recap and results to bring you, now we've got some coaches lined up that are going to join us this week on the wrestling show. And coach number one is on the line as we welcome in Brandon Gilbert, the head wrestling coach over at Vermilion High School. Brandon, great to have you with us on AM 930 WEOL. Hope your holiday was a good one, and thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Hey Brandon, let's start with the holiday tournaments. Vermilion's been hosting one for many years, the Vermilion Holiday Super Duels. You're getting ready. Today, Thursday and Friday is the second day of it. Just talk about that, the setup of the dual team format. It's a little bit different than what most people are used to at wrestling tournaments.
Yeah, when I first got here 4 years ago, we had we ran it kind of a pool style, a lot like Avon Lake did theirs. And it was kind of, to me, it seemed at times chaotic and clustered. And so I wanted to modify it moving forward. And I thought, you know, the easiest way to still get the boys a boatload of matches and just make it so much easier to run is to just make it a dual team round robin. So for the past 3 years, what we've done, excuse me, guys, is run it as a dual team round robin so that each team that's here will get four matches the first day and five the second. And it's no different this year. It stayed the same. We just had Strongsville drop out of it last minute because they had guys sick and ill and injured and things like that. But so it's back to, you know, just the 10 teams that are here. And you know, again, like I said, it's quality mat time, a lot of matches in 2 days. And so you kind of get your, you know, more bang for your buck this way as far as, you know, experience, things of that nature.
Brandon, I don't know if you want to run through all of the teams that'll be there, but just kind of highlight some of the participants that are in the tournament.
Yeah, we've got Bay and Midview and Firelands Assistant, kind of a mixture of their guys. And I think they might have sent, you know, other portions of their lineup off to Brecksville or other areas. Outside of those guys, you have Oberlin and Clearview and Trinity. As far out as Antwerp and Rhodes, Columbia will be here. So it's a good mix, mix of teams.
Again, we're talking with Brandon Gilbert, head wrestling coach at Vermilion High School.
And Brandon, I was going to ask, that sounds like a good mix of teams around the Cleveland area and some Lorain County teams in there, which is kind of nice because of the fact that you guys moved into Sandusky Bay Conference, which is a lot of West-based teams, and that's also where you'll be going for sectionals. Is it nice to kind of get to see a wide variety all across the top of Ohio throughout the year?
Yeah, you kind of, when you're designing the schedule, you kind of, you mix it up a little bit like that just because you don't want the same thing over and over again, you know. So yeah, we get that mixture out here, out east, and then as you said, at the end of the season, you know, or we're out west a lot, and even further than that, you know, we have the Gormans coming up, so that'll be all the way out in Mansfield. So it's, you know, yeah, you get a good mix. And so that's the idea behind it is, you know, sprinkle these teams in now and hopefully you see different faces and get different experience, different wrestling styles.
Again,
so, yes, sir.
Talking with Brandon Gilbert, head wrestling coach over at Vermilion. And, Coach, as much as we wanted you to have the opportunity to talk about what was happening at Vermilion this weekend, take a few moments and talk about your wrestlers. Who are some young kids that are really putting together nice campaigns for you so far this year?
Yeah, I'm pleasantly surprised. I'll kind of run through the list. It's a short list anyhow. Our six-pounder, Brandon DiGidio, he's a freshman, and I describe him as finding his way. It's kind of, you know, like any freshman, it's you know, they learn as they go sometimes, and so he's strung together some pretty good performances, and he's definitely each week, you know, he's progressing, and so it's a beautiful thing to watch. You know, he's 12-5 right now, and you know, sometimes he gets humbled, and then a lot of times he battles through it. So yeah, really good performances out of little B there. I've got some of the other freshmen. They're taking their lumps. You know, Sean McNutt at 126, I don't know if he wants to be there much longer. Some other guys that have been in kind of, you know, they're slotted in the roster, but we kind of just, they've got guys in front of them right now, so they're not getting the greatest experience, but when we can get them in, you know, they try their best. So, you know, Dylan Henry falls in that category, and, you know, Austin Buga's done a good job at 195, and so, you know, they're trying their best. That core six that we talked about at the beginning of the season, those guys that have kind of returned to me and been with me for my time here at Vermilion, they've done work. I mean, they've done as I expected up to this point. So it's, you know, like I said, the Gormans on the forefront. I don't want to look past our tournament, but it's, I think they're, you know, maybe the rubber meets the road a little bit, and so we'll be tested a heck of a lot more. So I hope that we, you know, they trust in their training and that we've prepared them and they're ready to rock. But, you know, talking about those guys, you know, Justin C., Jacob Colzar, Alex Matos, Trevor Boyd, and Tyler Bath, you know, all of them seemingly have over 12, 13, 14 wins right now. So they've just, you know, they've done what they're supposed to do, I guess, in my eyes.
Brandon, you talked earlier about the upcoming tournament you're about to host, those dual meets, getting that format, getting you a lot of matches, which obviously is a big benefit. but also the dual meet has kind of become more of a focus simply because the dual team state tournament that was introduced into Ohio not too long ago, and obviously it's the way you win a conference championship, and since Vermilion is now, again, conference affiliated in the Sandusky Bay Conference, this dual meet tournament can actually sharpen your skills for what you need to do the next month.
Yeah, and definitely. It's, you know, we're a lot of us coaches, you know, we miss the days where, you know, yeah, duels were where it was at, you know, it was a big event and it was just one match, you know, you had to weigh in and that was your reward, was just a single match. And we strayed away from it because of the point system, I think. And now it's, you know, you kind of sidestep that by formatting tournaments this way, but you're spot on, you know, it's making a comeback and it definitely, you see what you've got, you know, you see where you need to bounce kids and if you can fit them in and just, you know, the importance of being able to fill a lineup. You know, which is becoming harder and harder, it seems. So, yeah, I definitely love this. I love that it's making a comeback, and I appreciate, like I say, it's for these guys and where we're at. It is. It's about mat time, you know, and experience, and they need that. So,
there you go, especially with a young squad. Hey, Coach, we appreciate you spending a few minutes with us here on WEOL. Good luck with the tournament, and then obviously, as you said, I love your phrase, when the rubber hits the road, you get into the real meat of things. But, hey, we appreciate you spending a few moments with us tonight on AM 930 WEOL.
Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Brandon Gilbert, the head wrestling coach over at Vermilion High School, as he joins us here on our weekly wrestling recap, brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. Sean, before we take the break, anything that Brandon said that kind of caught your ear?
He kind of knows what it, he came in and he kind of switched that format up. And like I said, that's becoming a popular format. And the dual team format is kind of fun. It allows people who are used to traditional team sports to kind of get an introduction into wrestling and understand what's going on, because it's basically team versus team. Guys go out there in 14 weight classes, go heads up, and they compile points. And at the end, you look at the scoreboard and you have a winner. So it's a little bit easier for the general fan to kind of understand what's going on when they watch a dual meet.
Yeah, very good. So, again, plenty of action on the mats over at Vermilion this weekend. Take a quick timeout. When we come back, we're not done with the coaches. Sean Bristow, the head wrestling coach at Midview, is going to stop by and pay us a visit. So we'll talk a little bit about Midview wrestling with the head coach of the Middy. So stay with us. It is indeed our weekly wrestling recap. We do this each and every Thursday night here on WEOL. It's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. Glad to have you with us on AM 930 WEOL. Of course, you can listen on your phone if you download the WEOL mobile app. And you can also dial in online at WEOL.com. We welcome you back to our weekly Thursday night wrestling recap, brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Ohio Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. As I mentioned earlier, Sean Bennett covers the wrestling beat like no other sports writer in Northeast Ohio, and we're thrilled to have him with us each and every Thursday night right here on AM 930 WEOL. Well, Sean, we go from one coach to the other. We've got another Sean joining us here on the show as we welcome in Sean Bristow, the head wrestling coach over at Midview High School. Sean, great to have you with us on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Well, again, a lot to talk about as far as Midview wrestling is concerned, and certainly you'll have your work cut out for you in the next couple of days here, heading over to Brecksville, correct?
For sure, yeah. We're at a two-day tournament at Brecksville starting tomorrow at 11 a.m., and it's going to be brutal. It's going to be a tough tournament trying to get these guys ready for the postseason, so we figured that this would be a great tournament to throw on our schedule this year to prepare the guys for the postseason.
And we talked to Coach Gilbert over at Vermilion. He kind of mentioned that you're going to be kind of doing a split squad thing. Some of the guys are going to be still competing at their tournament. And I assume going to be some of the upper echelon guys are going to be moving into the Brecksville this year. Is that right, Coach?
Correct. Yeah, correct. Yep.
Yeah, just talk about the kind of what you expect here. Obviously, Brecksville, it's the, for those who don't know out there, that's the longest continuous running holiday tournament in the nation. Also, one of the toughest high school tournaments around. They bring in teams from Pennsylvania, Ohio, three of the toughest teams are from Michigan. And, you know, just a lot of nationally ranked teams, a lot of nationally ranked kids. It's kind of a minefield for every weight class.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. You know, like you said, Sean, we got some guys going to Vermilion, and most of our upper echelon guys going to Brecksville. And you know, it's gonna be brutal. I was just looking at some of the stuff that they sent over. There's you know, top teams in the country are there. Like you said, Michigan, Ohio, obviously, and there's a Pennsylvania team there. It's 48 tough teams, and it's gonna be a good gauge and seeing where our real solid tough guys are. It's going to be nice to see how they end up wrestling Thursday and Friday.
Again,
looking forward to seeing it.
Again, we're talking with Sean Bristow, the head wrestling coach over at Midview High School. And Sean, I want to follow up on something that you said, and Sean Bennett also said, your upper echelon wrestlers going over to Brecksville. In other sports of football, basketball, you hear about scheduling up. You want to put your kids against the very best competition. Talk about that theory in wrestling. I know you mentioned at the top of the interview here, you want to get your kids kind of ready and building for postseason. Is that the thought process of going over to Brecksville this year?
Yeah, for sure. We've, you know, last few years we've been trying to get into the Medina Holiday Tournament, and, you know, we were unfortunate to get in there, but we want to definitely get into the Brecksville. You know, we got to build these the last couple years. We thought that was a really good tournament to prepare our guys, and getting us into the Brecksville this year was awesome. Thanks to Coach Haverdale and the guy running the tournament over there, Demetrius. We just feel like, you know, with these matches, these are the type of guys that we're going to be seeing at the district tournament. And if we want to get down to the state tournament again, these are some of the guys that we're going to have to be fighting through and you know, have to go against these guys in order to get us prepared for the state tournament.
Who are some of the individuals that are going for you over to Brecksville? And do you already kind of, by just knowing the teams and the wrestlers that are there, are you kind of looking forward to some potential matchups and hope that some of your guys see some of these guys that are really going to test them?
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say it because, you know, I'm looking at the stuff right now. There's 132 state qualifiers. There's 70 state place winners. There's 25 state finalists. And there's like 11 state champs that are going to be in this tournament. And, you know, we saw a couple guys at Brecksville. Out of Brunswick at 170, Alec Forehead, Nick Kowitsis in the finals. And, you know, those are the type of guys that we're, you know, I know Brunswick's not there, but those are the type of guys that we want to see where we hold up at. You know, there's several state placers, and, you know, I'm hoping that the guys can match up well against these guys because those are the type of guys that, you know, you got to start beating and you got to start hanging with if we're going to make it down to the state tournament and place down there.
Again, we're talking with Sean Bristow, the head coach over at Midview. And, Sean, take a moment or two and just talk about individual wrestlers, some of the young kids that have really stood out for you in the early part of the season so far.
Okay, you know, Zach Anderson, we feel like one of our biggest, toughest wrestlers on the team this year. Last year he was taking, you know, his lumps and his bruises. And this year he's worked all summer. He wrestled at Fargo. He hit the weights a lot, and he actually is doing real well. I know he had a hard time making 106 last year was hard because he was light, but this year he's actually cutting some weight to make that 106. And he started off real well. He took second at the Solon. He did real well in his two dual matches. I'm looking forward to seeing him wrestle. A couple other young guys. We got Zach Gill. He's a freshman. He's going to be 138. The sky's the limit for him. I mean, we've talked to him, all the coaches have talked to him, and he's very tough. That's a name to definitely look out for, and hopefully he'll have a good tournament. Andrew Fillion's a freshman that we have at 126. He's done a lot of off-season wrestling, and he's a tough wrestler as a freshman. A couple other guys, you know, Spencer Berthold, hoping to have a good tournament. Alec Ford, Trevor Began, Evan Keys, Seth Frombach, another real good wrestler that we have. So just kind of looking forward to seeing how all these guys pan out here at the Brecksville tournament.
Hey, Coach, you've kind of had an extended break going into this tournament. I know you guys haven't wrestled the last couple weeks and that. So I was kind of wondering about some of the guys that you were kind of waiting on. I don't know, you know, if it was a injury or what, you know, what the situation were. But I know Cruz, that fantastic freshman you had last year, and Keish, your heavyweight. We haven't really seen them in the lineup. But how going into this, is everybody healthy, and are you looking to see some guys make their debuts this week?
You know what? Evan Keys. You know, we have a real tough freshman. I think I mentioned it at the talk show you guys held earlier in the year. We got a real tough heavyweight freshman, and they were kind of battling back and forth. And you know, the young guy actually beat Evan for the first few weeks, and Evan just beat him and wrestled off. So he'll be back in the lineup. Looking forward to see him at his debut here at Brecksville. He's our heavyweight. Pablo Cruz. We're hoping he gets cleared in the next week or two. Doctor's still kind of, you know, he's talking with the mom and the dad and trying to clear him so he get back on the mat. And then Jacob Snyder, you know, he's rehabbing. We thought he was going to be done for the whole season. It still could be the case, but I know he's actually doing a little workout and he's rehabbing more than he, you know, he should be. So he's actually coming along all right. The doctor says his time coming back on the mat could be maybe even this year. So we're looking forward to maybe getting him back this year too.
Sean, before we let you go, again, you described this Brecksville tournament. This is just off the charts as far as the level of competition is concerned. So for you as the head coach of Midview, taking just wins and losses out of it, how do you define success over at Brecksville this weekend?
You know what? We kind of talked to the guys, Coach Coleman and I and Coach Lawton and Coach Snyder. We wanted the guys to kind of set their own individual goals. You know, we're trying to do some more sports psychology this year with the guys. And, you know, everybody's a little different. You know, we're talking about setting goals in practice and at the Brecksville this weekend. You know, we can all say, "Oh, we're going to win the Brecksville tournament," but what are we going to do to win the Brecksville tournament? What are we going to do to place at the Brecksville tournament? You know, take better shots. You know, create more offense. We talked about those things with different guys, and we're just looking forward to the guys getting some matches. You know, we hate for a lot of them. You know, could be going 0-2, but we're hoping that they make it to the day two on Friday and you know, keep the matches and wins going and maybe hopefully place 1-8 there.
Sean, another thing I kind of like about this tournament, you're obviously going to see some of the tough teams, including obviously Lorain County neighbor Elyria in this tournament, that you'll be seeing throughout the state duels, through sectionals, you know, things like that. But you also get a chance to see some of these other powerhouse teams that you wouldn't normally get to see other than a tournament like this. Delta, the Division III defending champions. These three Michigan teams who two of them won state championships and the other one was a Division I runner-up in Michigan. Is that kind of a nice benefit of getting to see teams and wrestlers that you would not normally get to see only in a tournament like this?
Yeah, for sure. You know, that Lowell, Michigan and some of the other teams you mentioned, it's nice to see some different styles and, you know, wrestle against these other top teams in the country. You know, for like the example, the Ironman is great. And it's such a tough tournament. And that what makes it tough is there's good kids from all over the country there. And even this Brecksville has, you know, like you said, Pennsylvania, Michigan kids coming in and it's going to be nice to hopefully match up with some of those kids as well to see where we're at with them.
Boy, no doubt. You're going to find out about your wrestlers the next couple of days over in Brecksville. No doubt about that. Well, again, Sean, we appreciate you spending a few moments with us here on the show. Continued success over at Midview, and obviously we wish you the best of luck, obviously, at Brecksville, and then as Sean and you alluded to, some wrestlers at Vermilion as well. So best of luck to the Midi wrestlers this week.
All right, thank you guys very much.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, thanks, Sean.
Sean Bristow, the head coach of Midview, joining us here on our weekly wrestling recap. Again, it's brought to you by Ohio Family Realty and the Cobos Insurance Center. Sean, we don't have any results or kind of tournaments to look forward to, but you've got some news from the wrestling world.
Right, yeah, the Northeast District site finally kind of updated their postseason site assignment, so we kind of knew a lot of what was going on, and you know, I've kind of talked about it here and there, but they did make it official. So, and by no total coincidence, the two teams that we talked to on the show today are the only two teams that are by their lonesomes in sectionals this postseason. So, in Division One, we kind of knew Midview was going to be the only team staying close to home. They're going to be competing over at the Westlake sectional tournament, while Elyria, Lorain, and Amherst go to Toledo Waite. And Avon Lake and North Ridgeville go to the Oregon Clay Sectional. Division II, Vermilion goes to Sandusky all by themselves, while the other four county teams, Clearview, Brookside, Keystone, and Firelands, will be at Brookside for a sectional. And then in Division III, all the teams stay together. Elyria Catholic, Wellington, Oberlin, Columbia, and Black River for us go to the independent sectional, and then we'll compete at the Garfield Heights District. And then I forgot to mention that the Division I teams will all meet up at the Mentor District, and the Division II teams will all meet up at the Mansfield District, and then obviously they all go to state as well.
And good old Mentor meat grinder.
The meat grinder, yeah. Although this year, they have North Canton Hoover's got one that probably rivals, maybe even surpasses Mentor. I mean, Mentor's going to have some heavyweights, St. Ed's, obviously, Elyria. North Canton Hoover's going to have, you know, Brunswick, Wadsworth, Brecksville, just some really brutal teams out there, too. So they've got, if you want to see some good wrestling this postseason, any Northeast District tournament is going to have some really good stuff.
There we go. Well, for not having a whole lot to talk about as far as results on the mats, this was a pretty good show. It was good to hear from Brandon Gilbert at Vermilion, Sean Bristow of Midview. So we turn the page next week into 2017, and something tells me these Lorain County coaches are going to know a whole heck of a lot about their wrestlers once we get into this new year.
Right. It's always, this is a fun week for me. I always like watching these holiday tournaments, and the Brecksville, we kind of mentioned how tough that's become, so it's almost like, you know, you get to see guys kind of make a name for themselves at that tournament. JT Brown from Elyria last year went into the final and just kind of propelled, like springboarded from there, and just had a really great season. It was like, you know, other than a late shoulder injury at the state duels, he probably would have been a state champion right now as well. You know, he kind of had some bad luck there at the end, but he really kind of got rolling after this tournament. So this is that middle of the regular season, and this is where it kind of gets going.
There you go. All right, that's going to do it for this week's edition of the Cobos Insurance Center Thursday Wrestling Recap, brought to you by Ohio Family Realty. Sean Bennett, thanks to you. We'll see you next week again when we talk about action on the mats in 2017. That doesn't seem possible.
No, it does not.
Again, a huge thank you to Brandon Gilbert from Vermilion, Sean Bristow from Midview for stopping by. Biggest thanks goes to you, the listeners. We hope you enjoyed it. That's going to do it for this week's edition of the Cobos Insurance Center Thursday Wrestling Recap, brought to you by Ohio Family Realty. We're glad you dialed in on AM 930 WEOL. Maybe you listened on your phone with that WEOL mobile app, perhaps online at WEOL.com.